Okay, so now that we have Purim right around the corner, we should get to, we have only two shiurim to talk about Purim. So,
I'm not going to be actually.
Oh, sorry.
Wrap it up.
What did you say?
To wrap it up.
Oh yes. Okay, well this is going to be a good one. So I mean I think so. So the there's an Indian, we know that the halacha is, it's brought down, Chai Vinish Lebesume Bepuria Dol Yoda Benor Hamel Varach Mordechai. So a person is right, Mechuyiv, to get Adol Yoda. So a whole bunch of different shitas, but we're not, that's not going to be our topic of discussion. That's already, there's been enough ink spilled on that part. So what we're going to talk about is that once somebody is already there, assuming that somebody got there,
wherever
you hold Chai Vinish Lebesume Bepuria, whatever you hold of that. So I think to be realistic, there are definitely people that drink plenty. And the shaila is, okay, what happens now with different mitzvahs that you have? Mm-hmm. So I guess there's mincha, there's ma'ariv, there's benching, there's brachas. So what should we do with these things? So just to, as a hakdama, and this siman Tafreis Adihei in Megillah, and this halacha of Chai Vinish Lebesume Adol Yoda, so there's a ber halacha here. And it's a very, very nice ber halacha. The ber halacha says, v'zeh lashon me'iri, he brings the lashon of the me'iri, I'll just read it for you. Chayiv adam laharbois besimcha b'yoyim zeh. Right, a person is mechuyiv to be marvin simcha. U'ba'achilu v'shtiyo ad shlo yechzer shum dover. Till he is nothing, not missing anything. That's how much he's mechuyiv to have simcha. We're not mitzuva to get so drunk that we lose ourselves from the simcha. We're not mitzuva to have simcha of hoilulus and shtus. Ela b'simcha shel tanug shiagia mitoicha la'avas Hashem yizborach. Simcha that's going to bring you to tanug, that will bring you to reach avas Hashem. And then he goes a little bit weiter. He says, "V'zeh loshen achay adam, kivon shakol hanes haya ide yayin." Since the whole nes was because of wine, l'chein chivu hachachamim lehishtaker. The chachamim were mechuyev to get to drink, drunk. Ulapachos lishtos yosim hergeloi, cholapachos to drink a little bit more than you're used to. K'day lizkor hanes agod. V'amnam. However, Hayodeya ba'atzma, somebody knows himself, sheyizalzel oz b'mitzvah mina mitzvahs, that he's going to come to be mezalzel in some of the mitzvahs, b'natilas yadayim, uvrocha, uberchis hamazon, oy shalo yispal mincha imariv, oy sheyinei kalis roish, mutav shalo yishtaker. So if he's going to come to be a mezuzel for the mitzvahs, then even though we have this beautiful concept of, you know, drinking, and because they came through the nace that way, so still, if he's going to come to Kalas Reish, come to Mzalz and Mitzvahs, it's better for him not to drink at all. And then he ends up, V'chol ma'isav yu l'shem shemayim. All his ma'isim should be l'shem shemayim. Now it's interesting, just another point, because I don't know if we're going to get to this next week, but the Ber Aloch has a Meridik Akasha. His first Kasha, Chai Vim Shul Besume, I'm getting a little off topic here, but yeah, how can I think of this Kasha? He has a Meridik Akasha. He says, how can it be that the Chacham were Mechayiv us to get such, to become so shaker? Doesn't make sense. He says we find so many times in the Torah where shichris can bring to terrible things. So how can it be the mechayim of mechayim? That's what he asks, and his answer is, and this always bothered me. This baruch. The answer is v'yesh leimar. He says mipnei shakol anisim shenasu lisov me'achashveish hayday mishta. Since all the nisim were through mishta, right? Because it says b'tchila was the whole story with Vashti, and then came Esther, and then the Haman. With the whole mishnah, so this says v'chein chiv racham l'shtaker akideshi niskar nesagolda b'shias ayayim. This is therefore the mechuyev. That's why mechuyev to drink. So I was bothering. I mean, what's the parents? His kasha was okay. I know the reason why you're telling me to drink, but still, shikras is going to bring you to such a big mishal. So you find so many times it brings you to a still mishal. So the parents is because that's how the nes came about. I know that's how the nes. I'm still. So drink a little bit, drink a cup, drink a little bit more. What's this chai vinish the besume that you get shikr? Where did that come from? Okay, and that's what's kasha. So I always felt like, what's his teretz really? How is the teretz really answering? But anyway, we see from here for the next berachah, he says if it's going to come to be mezuzah and any of the mitzvahs, it's not kedai. So let's figure out. Okay, so now we're at that stage. It's Purim. It's 6 o'clock. We already had our finishing up our suda, and then we're shikr. So now, what's the story? Or some of us are shikr. So what's the story now when it comes to different halachas, benching, davening, these type of things? So let's take a look.
So these halachas are for the people who are adeloyodan but still are holding.
We'll see. So we're gonna see that there's a few different categories of where you are when you're drinking, and we'll see that the different halachas and the gea. Maybe that's the chiyuv.
No, the chiyuv perhaps is not to get sugar.
Not to get sugar.
It doesn't seem that you're trying to get sugar.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, that's a different people.
To drink.
Yeah. People. Different people. The Bar Halacha seems to say that his kasha.
It's like to become legally intoxicated.
Yeah, so.
You're not drunk when you're legally intoxicated, but you're.
Yeah, you're not even drunk at all.
But you're impacted enough that we don't let you drive.
So yeah, that's a good point, and that's how some people learn. But, I mean, if you look at the Bar Halacha, Pshuta, he's learning that the mitzvah is to get shit. So that's what his kasha is. His kasha is because.
Why does it say mutter not to get all? You should say, if you like.
No, he says mutter shrei shtaker. No, he's a mutter shrei shtaker. Shouldn't get
shrei shtaker. Okay.
His shikr is going to bring you to yes, and maybe drink more.
Great.
Not get shikr. Anyway, fine. So let's take a look at the Gemara, the first page on the handout. It's Gemara in Ervin. The Gemara starts off Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, which is a little more than halfway down the page, on the Amid. The first word on the line is Hadri B. Then after it goes to Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. You got it? Amar Rabba Rav Huna, Shasui Al Yispal. Somebody who drinks should not daven. Should not daven. V'mispalel, if he does daven, Tfilasai Tfila. Tfilasai Tfila. Then the Tfila is a Tfila. I mean, it's a good Tfila. He was Yaitzin. Shikr, someone who's Shikr, Al Yispal, also should not daven. V'mispalel, Tfilasai Te'eva. If he does daven, then his Tfila is a Te'eva. Hechi dami shasui vehechi dami shikr. So what's a shasui and what's a shikr? Kihad Rabbi Abba bar Shumli bar Menashe bar Yirmiyah megifti have a kamiftri me'adadi amavro dinar yufti. These two people were leaving each other from this river of Yufti. Amru, they said to each other, kol chad minon, one of us, each one of us, lema milsa d'loi shmila chaber. Let's teach each other something that we didn't know before. Damar Mari Bar Rav Huna, because we know this famous thing. A person when he's leaving his friend should not leave him without a bar halacha. He should tell him the bar halacha. Shemitayich kach zeichreya. From because of that, if you tell him the bar halacha, so then every time he learns that halacha, he'll remember you. So that's what you should do. So pasuk chad. So one person started off. And he said, "Va'amar hechi dami shasui vehechi dami shikr." So he's going to come and say, "What's a shasui and what's a shikr?" Shasui kol sheyachol adab lefnei amelach. A shasui is anybody who can speak in front of the king. If you can still talk in front of the king, that's how you can hold yourself like that. So then that's called a shasui. And then what's the difference? The difference is that if both of them, by the way, look at filo shenadav, the Gemara was clear about that. Lo shenadav, and the only chiluk is that if you daven, is it that you're yaitza? So a shasui is your yaitza. A shikr is if you daven, your tefillah is a te'eva. So he says, a shasui is anybody that kol she yachol ledaber lefnei amelech. So you drink enough, but you'd still be fine talking to the king.
Really, like very specific terms.
Like after a kiddush.
Anybody who can
still
talk to the king. Like after a kiddush.
Yeah,
but you
say
glass
of wine. So exactly.
No, so then it's a feel.
Then it's the together, you're good. You don't have to make it up later on or something like that. But at the end of the day, like everyone, let's say everyone drinks after different marriage. Get to wait 5 hours.
So shikr, the Gemara says, that's the Dvar Halach that he told him, and the other one told him something else, Pasuk Yidich, and we're not going to get into that. Anyway, so that's the difference between a shasui and a shikr.
What's the shir for shasui?
So the shir is.
Exactly.
The shir is kol sheyachol adav lefnei melech. So, if you take a look at the Taisvis, Shikr ayis pavam espal tefilas a teva. What do you mean this tefil is a tefil teva? So was I yotze or not? It's like Taisvis, v'lo yotze. Kibin shen yachol davel fnei amelech. Tzarech laksu l'espal. He has to go and daven again. Okay. Let's hold off there with Taisvis. Next page brings the Mordechai. Mordechai says an interesting thing. So he's talking about this Gemara. And Mordechai says, if you look, it's on the left side, the first, the second paragraph on the left side of the on the left column. Mordechai, Shikra al Yispal. That's how it starts off. Afal gashen al nizharim ata v'shasoi. Just skip the brackets for a second. Even though right now we're not nizhar with a shasoi, meaning that a shasoi, we still say that you should daven even the chachila. Mishun de belav hachi ein anu mechavne kol kach b'tfila bizman hazeh. Since we don't have kavan anyway when we daven. So if we don't have kavan anyway when we daven, so how, you know, a shasoi is that much worse? We're not having a mikamakayin. However, shikr al yispal. Still a shikr shana daven v'mispal tfilasay teyevon.
What's the definition of shikr?
So the definition that we have so far is the shikr is someone who's not in the yachol adab l'fnei amelach. You would not be able to daven in front of the king. You would not be able to talk in front of the king. So that's the definition that we have.
It's kind of discouraging, is it, that our regular davening, there's a marginal difference between that and between a basically drunkard person.
Well, shosli, so, yeah, I mean.
I mean, not a disgusting drunkard, but I'm saying,
yeah. Let's call him high for just for our purposes. We'll call him high. Shosli maybe is high. Drink a little more than usual. And then Mordechai goes on like this. Okay, ein lahashveis brachos l'tefila. We should not make it equal brachos to tefila. The gabi tefila, I mean, shasei ayispal l'chachila. Because by tefila, that's what the Gemara was talking about. Tefila, which is Shemana Esrei. Shita the shasei mevayach berchas hamazon. But a shasei for sure should make a berchas hamazon. Mechol brachos kula, and also all the brachos. Okay?
Yeah, so, if you drink a couple drinks of wine, you're not going to make a
lot of. Right, exactly. Yeah, so let me say that. So that's what you're saying, that avada you should make other brachas. Okay, so Mordechai says you should make other brachas, but Shemana Esrei, so he says like this. Mordechai is the person who says, even though the Gemara says that a shasa, you should not have a davin, Mordechai says, listen, we don't have kavan anyway, bizman hazeh. So a shasa, I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to let you daven even with a chafila. So now let's take a look at the Rambam. The next page is the Rambam. So the Rambam starts off in Halacha Tes Vav. He starts off Kavanas Halev Ketzad. What is Kavanas Halev? You know, how is it Kavanas? Kol Tfila She'ena B'Kavana Eina Tfila V'mispalav L'Kavana Chayzer U'mispalav L'Kavana. Yeah, that's one of the. So that's how he sets the stage. And then let's skip ahead to Yud Zayin now. So now we'll go to Yud Zayin. Shikr Al Yispal. So what his Yisoid was, you don't have Kavana, you're out. You gotta daven again. So like the Rambam Yud Zayin, Shikr al Yispalo, Vimnei Shein la Kavana. A Shikr can't daven because there's no way that's possible that he has Kavana. Vim Yispalo, Tfilah Sa Teyeva. If he does daven, then his Tfilah Sa Teyeva.
Did it Das or did it like that he cannot have Das?
Well, he doesn't have Das.
That's
oh, yeah. That's Kapshuta, yeah. I thought you were going to ask something else, which the Rosh Hashanah is going to ask. Anyway, yeah, so he says that, yeah, he doesn't have kavana. That's why a shikr can't daven. Lefika chayzru mispal because she's starting mashiach krusay. So if he does daven, he's got to daven again. So if you daven when you're shikr, you know, you got to daven two shachars the next day. Daven marv when you're a shikr. And then he says the halacha by shasay ispal v'mispal tefilas a tefila. Ezehu shikr zeshen yochad alaf ne'melach v'shasay shiyochad alaf ne'melach ve'enai. Mishtavish. So he throws in another two words here. He does not mix it up. So if you're able to daven straight and not all of a sudden in the middle, wait, where am I holding and say start mixing up words, then that's where the shasli is. You take a look at the Agoyis Maimni. The Agoyis Maimni is there's only one on the page, which is Chaf over there. You see it? On the bottom of the page, Agoyis Maimni. Right under the Lecha Mishnah. So he says, Kasva Tosfos, the Bechol Hani Shmaita, all of these halachas that the Rambam is talking about, Ein Anu Nizharim Bizman Hazeh. We're not Nizhar with him Bizman Hazeh. Why? The Belav Halki Ein Anu Mechav and Kol Kach Betfila. Because even without all these things, we don't really have Kavana. Except one exception. Miu B'Shikr Shetfilah Sateyeva Tzarech Lizar. But the thing I'm not giving you is a Shikr. But a Shikr you can't have. Yeah, the Rambam says that.
And then,
well, no,
for a shikr, right?
Yeah, so shikr, he's holding on to. So, So yeah, so the Rambam, that's the Rambam. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan asks the Kash, which is the next thing. I didn't have for you the Aruch HaShulchan, I should have brought that. The Aruch HaShulchan asks the Kash. He says, understand, the Rambam said a Yisrael. The Rambam said that anybody that does not have Kavana, you're not Yoitz, and you have to daven again. Right? Okay, now let's come to Shikr. So the Shikr, not Yoitz, why not? Because he doesn't have Kavana. So, okay, so what's his next words? And if he davens, his tefillah is a te'eva. Why is the tefillah a te'eva? The Rambam's whole yisoid is that you don't have kavana, then you're not yaitzi.
The same as the first one.
The first, so the same tefillah.
Shikr might not be about kavana in this case. It also could be about like how you're standing before the king.
but the Rambam just says the reason that you're not yaitzi is because of kavana. That's what the Rambam said. A shikr is not yaitzi because he doesn't have kavana. So then why isn't it like anything else that you don't have kavana, wherever the halacha is, and that it does not say that your tefillah is a te'eva? If the Rambam meant that the reason why you're not yoitz is because you're ta'eva, you're davening like ta'eva, then that's what he should have said. But once he's magdir it and he says the reason why a shikr is not yoitz is because you don't have kavana, so then okay, so I'm like everybody else that doesn't have kavana. So why should it be? Why is it worse?
It should be good.
What? Why is the Rambam calling it tefillah? No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be any different. The Rambam says it's a te'eva. His davening is a te'eva. Yeah. So what's the pshat there? So take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan Tziv Dal. The Aruch HaShulchan over here, Dal. So here's who's coming to answer. Amnam in Kainum. Ha'inyan Kainum. This is the pshat. This is what's going on. Dine. Farnizbar the tefillah hu ka'im lefnei ha'melech. Tefillah is like when you're davening, you're standing in front of the king. Therefore, you have to be making yourself what you're doing. Before davening, you have to be prepare yourself. The in calls that in beunday betfilah. If while you're davening, nizbal b'lo kavanasai, so you end up daydreaming, lein nitayla malach yasharis. So my yachalasais. V'lochein ein anu chayzim b'shvil chesaron kavanah. So therefore, we don't make you go back. Because you're missing kavan. Aval ha'aymed atzmai mikaydim lehispala b'loy kavana. But if you get up before davening, you say, listen, I know I'm not going to have kavana. Ha'reini muchanu mizumen, that I'm not going to have kavana for this tefillah. For that, ein lecha ha'aza g'dayla mizu. There's no bigger ha'aza than that. Ve'in mishuk etz yoysi mizeh. Likanis lefaltam shamach b'bilbo das. V'lochein tefillah sateva v'tzarech la'achsel l'spala. And then you can go to the next one, which gives us a little mustard. Anyway, so that's how he answers. He says, okay, if a guy, right, he's davening, he's coming to davening, he wishes he could have kavana, he tries to have kavana, and then the Nebuch, in the middle of Atagibor, he's gone already. But at least he tried, he started off with the right mindset, he was there, he was ready to have kavana, he tried, and then finished. But a guy that comes, shikr, mitchila, into the davening, knowing... And he's not right to have kavana, so that person is in lecha. Yeah, the reason why it's not kavana, but that's much worse.
Only does that only come to play if he fucking knows.
When he knows
the fact that he's.
Well, I mean, if he's not aware of the fact that he's davening, even
then he's not that he can't have kavana.
So you're saying he's shikr enough that he realizes that he can't have kavana.
No, he doesn't know.
Let's say a guy who's so shikr, he doesn't even realize that he can't.
He's so shikr that he doesn't even realize he's shikr. He doesn't remember anything about Purim.
He doesn't, yeah.
No, he doesn't realize. No, it sounds like he has to come. The way the Aruch HaShulchan says, it sounds like a person is going up knowing that there's no way. Does he know that, or is it?
I think it's just the Metzias. The state is that, I mean, that's his state. So, I mean. Anyway, so then he says like this, Mizeh Yatzalon Musr Gadol. Is he ready for some Musr from the Aruch HaShulchan? From here we see a Musr Gadol. The people that come off the street into shul, belishum derech eretz, or belishum achanak sas ezra garim. They have no achana. They're running into davening right off the street. V'chaytfin u'mispalim. They quickly chap a davening. Ve'inim yohidim ben yiminim mismoilim. They have no idea where they're right. They don't know where they're coming or going. They just know that they got to get this mincha over with. Ela kol adam chayiv lizbaynim regoyim achadim kol chayiv lechadim from daga delay. Everyone has to prepare. And be mizbayna in a few minutes, a few seconds, even before davening. That's why, by the way, we take three steps back before we start davening. Because we're preparing ourselves to go into the palace of the king. Okay, if afterwards you're in this Nisbal, what can you do? Okay, so that's our Chacham's, how he understands the Rambam, and that's why he says the Maisa at the end of the day, it's still Tfilasa Teva. So let's take a look at Siman Tzadi Tes. Siman Tzadi Tes is really Hilchas Tefila. It's not brought by Hilchas Megillah because he's assuming that you did Hilchas Tefila. So in Hilchas Tefila, Siman Tzadi Tes, it says like this. Sif Al, Shasa Yain. Somebody drinks wine, Kedei Revias. So he drinks Kedei Revias, Al Yisfal, Atche Yasser Yaina. He shouldn't have it until, right, he sobers up. Vimshasa Yaiser. Now let's say he drinks more than a Revias. So there's a Revias, and then there's drinking more than a Revias. Drinking more than a Revias, he says like this. Imhu Yachol Ladabel Fnei HaMelech. So if he can talk in front of the king, Imispal Tfilasa Tfila. If he davens, then it's a good Tfila. Vimaini Yachol Ladabel Fnei HaMelech. But if he cannot daven in front of the king, which is what? Shikr. Then Imispal Tfilasa Tayev. Then if he davens, then the Tfila Tayev. But Tzarech Laksul Ispal, because she also Yana Melech. So therefore, you have to go and daven again when you get sober. Listen to this. Now, what happens if you're going to miss Zman Tfila? I know if I daven now, I can still catch Zman Tfila. He says, "Vafilu im over Zman Tfila." Even if he's going to miss Zman Tfila, doesn't give you a right to go into daven not properly. Mashlam yourself with Tfila Shacharak, then Shaygi. So then you have a din of a Shaygi, which is a Kiddush. That you get the din of a shoyge, that you can at least you can have a din tashlumin. So you're a shikr, you couldn't daven, or you even you're a shasli. You drink a little bit more. That even if you're yachlo dabel fnei melech, you're able to daven. You're able to speak in front of the king. Still, lechadchilo that mechaber passes, you shouldn't daven, even if his man tefillah is going to be over. Still, you shouldn't daven. But yeah, if you daven, then it's yoytzer. Lechadchilo you shouldn't. Hagazak the Ramav, din Kriyishma? What about Kriyishma? Okay, you want to come to Marv? Kriyishma? Kidin Tfilo. So Kriyishma has the same din of Tfilo. Avol Shah Brachis, Yachul Varech, Af Al Pishu Shaker. But other Brachis, then you can daven even though you're a Shaker. You can say the other Brachis, Pekas Amazin. Other Brachis, Asher Yatzar. Other Brachis, you know, you're allowed to say when you're a Shaker. Now, what about other things than wine? Some people don't drink wine on Purim. Get them sick, so they drink vodka, whiskey. So right away, the Mishavur wants to dispel any hetter like that. So he's even there. The huad then shard mashkin. Also, other mashkin, hamashakim, is the same halacha. Everything.
Revias yayin is enough.
Everything applies. So
they use different wine, it was stronger.
Yeah. So in their their days, it wasn't. Revias wasn't. It wasn't yayin mozik. They had real. I mean, their wine was really concentrated. So it wasn't yayin mozik, but our yayin is a little different. But then at the end, he says. That really, once you get out of the Revias, once you drink more than a Revias, it doesn't matter, yain, mozik, you get all these hetayrim, all these svaras come out there. No, once you drink more than a Revias already, then you're getting into...
Is there any mitzvah to drink other than wine and pour?
Is there what?
Is there any mitzvah
to drink? That I'm not getting involved in.
Intoxicating beverage besides wine.
Yeah, that I'm not getting involved in. And that's maybe for next week. So, if you think of Mr. Bruce, if caught in Gimel... So he says, Al Yispal. So this is where he says that if somebody is a Shasli, somebody drinks more than a Revias, then he should not daven. Should not daven. Vafilo, so Zok Mishabur, Vafilo, there's a Yavar Zman Tfilo. Even if the Zman Tfilo is going to end. Va'ayin b'soif ha-simin b'shem ha-yam shol shloime. So comes the Yam shol shloime, which is the Marshal. And he says, the Achshav, shebelav ha-chi ein mechav n'kokach b'tfilo, since b'zman ha-zeh, we don't really have so much kavanah when we daven anyway. Ein lachish kol kach lahachmir im al yedei hamtanosoi yaver zman tefila. So he doesn't say it straight out, like as broad, I think, as Mordechai was saying. Mordechai was saying, listen, we don't have kavanah anyway, so shasli, somebody drinks more than a revias, im vizyachol dabal fei melech, go ahead and daven. Mishabru is saying, and brings from the Yam Shel Shloime, the Yam Shel Shloime says that no, if Zman Tfila is going to end, then we'll give you the Heta L'chadchila to daven. So if you drink more than a Revias, but you still feel that you'd be able to go and talk to a king in your state. So you only should daven L'chadchila if the Zman Tfila is ending. Zman Tfila is going to end, then you can daven in L'chadchila. That's the Heta that the Yam Shalom is giving you, that's the Heta that Mishabru is giving you. So he's taking with him. The Mechaber holds that no. Mechaber holds, you got to wait. You got to wait till you sober up. The Shabru is saying that no, since we have this Yam Shleima, so the Yam Shleima, we can be Soymech on the Yam Shleima as Manazah, since you don't have Kavanah anyway, that if you drink more than Raviyah, so then you can, you know, you can even look at Chilu Daven if you're going to miss Man Tefillah. But that's only by someone who's Yochel Adab of Ne'emel. That's only the, by that. But if somebody is a Shikr, then he does not get this Heter.
He's considered, is he still also considered Einus?
Shikr, yeah. Yeah, both people are, considered Einus, but a Shikr, which is a big Kiddush, yeah, which is relieving. Anyway, so if we take a look at... take a look at Siv Gimel. So Siv Gimel says interesting halacha. It says Kol Achashu Shasui, somebody who's drinking, you know, more than Raviyah, Sagi Lei Lefi Masha Margish Benafshoi Sheyafi Yaina. It's subjective. I mean, there's no set in stone how much you have to drink. How many liters. It's every person knows himself. Whatever you feel yourself. And then listen to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'lochein ein is harim b'yenei shalonim." So our wine, it's not shein chazakim, and not so strong our wine. So therefore, we're not so nizer with our wine. Shemispalim afal pisha shas revius v'yaiser. So we don't have to be so careful if you drink more than revius. V'kol shekainim ispalim etoich sider shaviyaden. Sure, if you're davening from a sider, so you're making sure that you're davening shein chayshem l'shikras mat, then we're not chayshish for a shikras. Kain nearly. So the Ramah says.
It's very interesting because the way he's saying it, it seems to be more the kavana aspect and not the aspect of abomination that you're drunk in front of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like the bizayon isn't as much of a factor.
The thing is that the, only a shikr
that's
is a tayeva. A shosu is not a tayeva. So a shikr is only if you guy mamash can't stand straight. I can't stand it. So, but the Ramah. So the Ramah is again. The Ramah is saying that no, okay, we can be more. So the other thing that we find here is that you use a sitter. So if you use a sitter and you drink a lot more than a revius, but you still feel yourself, which is subjective. The Ramah, the Siv Gimel, it's subjective. I feel that I'm fine. That I can, I would be able to talk in front of the king. So then, if you use a sitter, so the Ramah says, and even the Chachil can go on a daven. Take a look at the Mishabura. So, but if you take a look at Sivkan Tezayin here, it says. Again, the Mishabur says, Zekoy Ashasli. The Mechaber, the Ramah over here in Siv Gimel, this is only talking about Ashasli. She'em by Yisrael el Chachila. Avo b'shikr she'tfilosu te'eva vadi yesh yizara filo didon. Even us, our wine, whatever, a guy's a shikr, then forget it. It's over. And then he says that if you use a sitter, then it's okay. So what's he doing? Where did the sitter business come from? So he says, he brings from the Prima God, the Mishabur, he says, Hainul Yashif HaMinik. There's a minik. He wants to answer up the minik that people daven on the Shasli. How do you have it that people are davening? You know, we have a minik of Klai Yisrael, you know. So people are davening on the Shasli. So the Ramah is most trying to answer up the minik that so he says, the Maisi, you shouldn't do it. The Ramah is coming to answer the minik. The minik is that people daven on their Shasli. When they drink more than they reveal.
So he's saying
they're still Yachad Amfei Mel. Okay, so he says, well, what am I supposed to do? So it must be like maybe if they use it then, in Chayshim, maybe. But he says, ain't nothing.
They can answer, like, I don't know, why does he call it a minhag b'Yisrael? Like, can you call schmoozing a shul a minhag b'Yisrael that you have to judge?
So we saw last week, right, the Maril said that that's the minhag. it's not a real minhag.
It means that's how people are annoying.
Right, that's how people are annoying. It's not like a real minhag that was passed on.
Obviously, but that's the point. In other words, you try to rationalize the thing that people do, it's. There's no rationale.
It's
people do it
because
the people. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, it's milametz chus. Maybe it's more appropriate to say he's being milametz chus. But So then just to finish up here. So he says kasev yamshel shleima. Then he brings yamshel shleima again. Parak beis debay. The biyantif yachlos pal mincha pisha shas success. Let's say, you know, yantif we drink during the suda. So then you want to daven mincha afterwards. So he says that's okay. You can daven mincha. The yamshel hatim atchiyaf yegenai. The kol shkeno inda. The balav hachem mechav nekol kach. Anyway, we're not have kavanah. Shein lahakav b'shasim. So again, what the Mishabruah is coming out here is that somebody drinks more than a revius, then if it's going to mizman tefillah, then you can daven l'chadchila. Okay. Now, should a person put himself in that situation?
That's if he's shasim.
If he's a shasim. If he's a shikr, already know. So I think that really what and when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, by the way, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, what's the halacha about Birkas HaMazon? So if at the end of the day, Birkas HaMazon, the Mishabruah comes out that you're allowed to do Birkas HaMazon. Even a shikr, yeah,
brachas,
yeah, even a shikr, you can do Birkas HaMazon. So after you just Purim Suda, you go ahead and daven Birkas HaMatzah. You can say Birkas HaMatzah. The guy maybe is machmer, but the Mishabura comes out over here and also in Kuf Pei Hei,
should that be any different than Shemona Esrei?
No, because Birkas HaMatzah is different. It's a different chiv. It's a whole different thing. It's different. Yeah. But you see, it's masber, it's different. But anyway, so Birkas HaMatzah is okay. Okay, so basically, the only thing that we're trying to avoid when we're shikur is davening. But again, a person shouldn't put himself in a situation where he's a shasa even, and he has a choice now, should I daven now, I'm going to miss the zman. So I think really where it comes the most negeya is where if people have the havamina to drink before mincha. Right? So if it's Purim, so, you know, I don't know if people want to start drinking already, you know, so... They may start drinking before mincha, but lechatchila, of course, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't have drink before mincha.
Of course, you shouldn't, because you're getting yourself involved in the shiloh.
So you shouldn't be drinking anything at all until after mincha.
So, if you would ask me my opinion, I would say that you shouldn't drink, but you shouldn't drink for sure more than revias before mincha, because then the mechaber says you shouldn't daven, and the only reason why you can daven is because of this yamshel shleima. But even the yamshel shleima is only giving it to you if you're going to miss the zman. So really, technically, you should wait till the last minute of the zman.
Yeah.
Now, that's the one problem. Some people like to start drinking before mincha, even if they're not going to get drunk. They like to start taking a few shots or whatever, just getting lebedik. Yeah. So there, really, it's not a chachila. It's really, you're really getting yourself involved with major shilas about davening. Because, lechachila, I mean, b'diavad, you're yaitza, but lechachila, you shouldn't daven unless you're going to miss the zman. So really, the halacha is you should wait till the zman, and if you still feel shazi, so why would you want to get yourself involved in that shaila? So there's a bunch of early minchas, by the way, in town.
Yeah.
So, but then the other shaila, really, what this comes into, really more, I think more, because I'm assuming that most people don't drink before mincha, is that ma'ariv. So usually, by the time ma'ariv comes around, a lot of people are very good in shikur. So what should we do? And then there's minyanim going for ma'ariv, right? There's minyanim at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. People still have the das that it's a ma'ariv's going on, and they feel lebedik and they want to have ma'ariv also because it's gishmak, whatever. But if they're shikur, right? So, but if I'm saying if you're shikur though, you're not even yaitza b'di'evet. It's a tefilas te'evet. So who wants to get themselves involved in that? If you're not sure at that point whether you're a shikur or a shasli. You're really getting involved. You know, why would you have a suffix whether my tefillah is going to be a tefillah teiva?
Okay, so I have an extension.
So I will say that I did see somewhere, which is, I just have to say, because just to be honest, even though I have trouble with it and I have to look up the sources, I did find somewhere that said, again, it's not by a shikr, it's by a shosli, that if you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, if you're going to miss your minion, then you can daven as a shosli. Someone who's drank more than beer, so he's still able to not. But again, a shikr, there's no hat there for a shikr.
What about the rest, like Kriyashma?
So Kriyashma is the same halacha as daven.
Exactly.
So you should not daven Kriyashma. Right, so Ma'ariv also. So I'm saying, even say Kriyashma, you should not daven until you're at least chal pachas out of being a shikr. And really, you should lechatchila wait until you're, I mean, for Ma'ariv, you can daven all night, you know. So, I mean, you should really wait until you're completely sober.
And brachas includes benching, which is...
Benching is fine.
Even though it's
the raisa. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's fine. The Mishabiru comes out, it's fine. So I would say, yeah, Birkas HaMazon, say Birkas HaMazon, say Asher Yotzar, say every bracha that you need to make.
Even if you're a shasi?
Even if you're a shikr. Even if you're a shikr, you can say Birkas HaMazon.
Uh-huh.
Even if you're a shikr. So bottom line is like this, is that you shouldn't drink before mincha. If you drink, and once by your suda, if you're drinking and you know that you're shikr, you feel that you're shikr, you don't trust yourself, you don't think you can dab with Fnei HaMelech, you should wait. Don't dab in Ma'ariv somewhere. Wait until you're not a shikr anymore. Really, you should wait until you're not a shas anymore.
What for Ma'ariv?
So I'll tell you what I do.
I
drink and I don't trust myself or where I'm holding. Yeah. So, I mean, this is, I come home, and Baruch Hashem, I don't conk out anywhere. I just like fall asleep somewhere on someone's table.
Mm-hmm.
And I just come home and I just wait. And I dab in Ma'ariv like at 1:30 in the morning.
With a minion?
No. But at least that way I feel like, okay, I'm not a shikr anymore. But I mean, I'd rather do that than even daven with a minion somewhere where I have a shiloh. Maybe my tefillah is a tefillah to Eva.